Hello, the internet, and welcome to the Electric Zeit Orchestra. That's another from one Johnny Davis at Johnny D.
It's gonna be a showdown.
Isn't that yellow?
I thought you were talking about the showdown song from R. Kelly on the Chocolate Factory, which is also a great song.
No, I think we have to put that, album down.
Yeah, that's an ELO. Yeah. I got into ELO just because of Kingpin. Because they play that show, that song Showdown is like in the final bowling scene.
Got it. I don't think I know. I bet I know. They're one of those bands that I know, but I don't like know which of the songs. Like, I know their music. I just don't know that it belongs to them.
Oh, you know.
You
know ELO, man. You know ELO. I can't believe I'm like, you. Oh, man. You know. You know ELO, man. I can. If it wasn't illegal to play these songs live over the show, we this could just turn into an ELO show.
Okay.
Do you remember Telephone Line? Well, when Billy Madison calls Steve Buscemi and apologizes him. He's like, hey, are you the same Danny who went to Nib High School? He's like, sorry for giving you a hard time.
I don't remember there being a song playing at all during that.
Yeah, okay, because you remember Buscemi hangs up and then he puts the lipstick on and goes,
and sits back.
That's an ELO song, Telephone Line. All right.
Maybe my brain is incapable of allowing ELO into
it's weird how all of my ELO references are from 90s fucking comedy
90s comedies. Yeah, I was like,
not even because like these are like, classic songs. I'm like, you know that scene
much attention. I didn't pay that much attention to the soundtrack of like Farley Brothers movies, man.
Oh fuck.
You know it from the Waterboy when he's like going through just like nailing people.
We're talking
people.
About Vicky Valancourt's boobies.
All right, guys, let's talk about what is trending. And by guys, I mean you. That's Miles Gray. I'm Jack O'Brien. IRS stimulus checks is trending because they fucked up.
Uh-oh.
They messed up.
Yep.
The IRS. They sent out some stimulus checks to some deceased taxpayers and some foreign workers. They just did not get this whole stimulus thing very.
No,
they did not nail it.
Yeah, even people who were incarcerated. It was just like, this is what happens when there's no. I mean, I don't really trust this administration to do anything efficiently. So this is what happens. The thing people thought would happen happened. Inefficient rollout of stimulus checks. And that's got to suck because I remember one time, like one of the first times I got unemployment, like I got too much. And you get one of those things where it's like, you actually overpaid you. So that money has to come back. And I was like, but no, I thought it was a sweepstakes. I was very young and I didn't know how this shit works.
Right.
And I ended up having to pay some.
Right. Yeah. But
terrible feeling.
I feel like that's unfair. I feel like people should get to keep the money because it's like,
how else is the IRS going to learn?
The government has a lot of money.
How else is the IRS going to learn?
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I think because,
but I mean, what if you spent that money already? It's not like people who are in prison don't need the money.
Right. They want to nickel and dime these other people. So that way they can just let people like Monty Bennett, like walk away with truckloads of cash.
Right.
And then when there's a full on public outcry and news stories about it, it's like, oh, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Here's it back.
Yeah. So if you got a paper check, you have to void the check and send it to the IRS. And then if you got a direct deposit, you need to actually actively write them a personal check. Or money order addressed to the IRS. Like, that's, I can't imagine how angry and annoyed I would be if I had to go to my bank to get a money order to
send
pay
to the,
IRS back.
I mean, I think there should be a third option, which is street style, where you say, come get your fucking money then.
Right.
You know, and then see what happens.
Marsha Blackburn is trending. Because she wants Americans to be able to sue China.
Yeah,
they are spinning. The Republicans are spinning. The other, another story that's trending is that Trump is questioning the death toll, the number that's being put out about the number of people who are dying. So they're just trying to get rid of reality.
Yeah,
essentially.
Absolutely.
They're just like, this is We did bad, so we want reality not to be real.
Yeah, and they have to set it up. It's like, well, if it isn't us, then who? That's what they're saying. Well, we got to give them somebody.
Right.
You know, it's like anything. Well, right. Who, you know, who's going to be, was it Greg in Succession? Like, who's going to be that person? Who's, how do we deflect this down to one person to be a lightning rod to cover up for the ineptitude of the entire administration? And now it's just xenophobia. So her Stop COVID Act, again, giving the Americans the ability to sue China in U.S. courts for the damage they've inflicted on our country. What the, what does that have to do with your health?
Right.
Absolutely nothing. It's just so fucking absurd. Everyone has to be reminded that all of these people who are on board that have an R next to their name, and some people with a D next to their name, absolutely have no interest in helping people who are like really being fucked over right now. And please remember that going into November, but most of y'all do. So we're preaching to the choir, but fucking please remember that.
Right. And another thing that is trending, Greg Abbott, the Texas governor. Abbott is somebody who's been advocating for the state to open back up, but there is a leaked audio of him basically saying that he's worried about people's health if they do reopen Texas.
Yeah, so it's not clear how much this was edited, but they say it was recorded during a May 1st call that he had with state legislators. And one of the quotes from this leaked audio, again, they don't know fully how it's been edited or how complete the recording is, but there's a line where the governor's heard saying, quote, "How do we know reopening businesses won't result in the faster spread and more cases of COVID-19? Listen, the fact of the matter is pretty much every scientific and medical report shows that whenever you have a reopening, whether you want to call it a reopening of business or just a reopening of society in the aftermath of something like this, that it actually will lead to an increase in spread. It's almost ipso facto. The more that you have people out there, the greater the possibility there is for transmission. The goal never has been to get transmission of COVID-19 down to zero."
Wow.
Yeah. And then he goes it's on to say, like, it can never be to keep transmission down to zero, because there's always going to be, with rapidly transmittable diseases like this, there will always be a level of transmission. I don't even know. Wow. What a Trumpism.
Right.
The thing about these nationally televised debates are that they're just national. right. It's just, and that's what shows you how craven these people are when they know what the outcome is, and they've still weighed all the cost and benefits, and they're like, that doesn't matter, because it's not going to, there's a perception that it's only going to affect a community that has nothing to do with them.
Right. Not going to hurt them.
Yeah.
There's a new University of Penn model that predicts 350,000 deaths by the end of June, if all states fully reopen. So that is what we're facing. And
good thing we're not doing that.
Yeah. The Trump administration and, you know, politicians, they've seen these models. They just don't care if we die.
No.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending today. We hope you guys are staying safe out there. We will be back tomorrow with another episode, and we will talk to you guys then. Bye.
Bye.